Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. All right, Minnesota Tim. We got to do our weekly head-to-head matchups picks for the RBC Heritage.
Yes,
you were a little you're a little down on this event yesterday in the podcast. I feel like it's a hangover week. They should be a bye week. I mean, but the field isn't bad.
It's not too bad, and my eyes are specifically on one player this week. So you got Dustin Johnson, and he's basically paid to play in this event. Webb Simpson, he won this tournament last year.
Explain the pay-to-play.
So he's a sponsor of the RBC Heritage.
Yeah.
So then he's got to play the following week.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. That's a good point. Very good point. The PGA Tour does not have appearance fees. The European Tour does. On the European Tour, the purses aren't as big. One, because they don't have as many sponsors. They don't have as big a television deal. Okay, that's part of it for sure. But the other part of it is that they take a portion of the purse, and let's say the purse was $5 million, rather than splitting up the $5 million for everybody who makes the cut with a typical purse breakdown like they do, they will take a portion of that purse. It might be $2 million, it might be $2.5 million, whatever, and they divvy it up between the better players. And in order to get some big names to come play at the tournament. So instead of the winner getting $1 million, the winner might just get $500,000, but they took $500,000 and they gave it to, you know, Rory or, you know, some big name player, pick one, you know, whatever, who Sergio, Dustin Johnson, you know, Koepka, anybody that they can get to come show up for, a few $100,000 or $500,000, or if it's Tiger's case, $1 million. Then that's what they do. That's how the European Tour works. The PGA Tour does not pay appearance fees. They're not allowed to do that. So what they do is they skirt around it, and the PGA Tour looks the other way because they want to make sure that the better players get taken care of, because there's a little inequity really on the tour. You know, when you have no guaranteed contracts and you're realistic about things, you have to look at it and say the better players are the ones that really make the PGA Tour, make the television ratings, make, that whole thing go. But yet there's no guaranteed contracts. So they're not going to stand in the way when somebody says, here's what I'd like you to do. Put a logo on your bag that says RBC. Okay. Put that on your bag somewhere. Put it on your shirt somewhere, NASCAR, your shirt all up and get an RBC on there somewhere. And, and show up, at our, RBC, dinner and, say hello, do a 10 minute question and answer, not a speech because they can't do that. That's too hard. We'll get a guy that'll stand up there. We'll hire a guy and he'll ask you three questions. This will be the questions. And then you answer the questions and we'll give you, $500,000, $1 million. We'll give you that. Forgot. By the way, you have to play in the RBC Heritage Tournament and you have to play in the RBC Canadian Open. And you got to play in those two tournaments too. We need you to do that. And it might not even say that specifically in the contract, but it probably does. But if it doesn't, they conveniently book a dinner. You got to come to this dinner Wednesday night of the RBC Heritage, and the dinner you have to be at is in Hilton Head. So if you're going to go to that dinner, well, you might as well playing the tournament because you're already there. So
yeah,
that's the workaround that they do on the PGA Tour. And you see it, just watch all these guys. When you see somebody endorsing something and watch what tournaments they play in, i.e. Jordan Spieth, AT&T, AT&T Byron Nelson, AT&T Pebble Beach. You know, as long as he represents AT&T, he will be there every single time.
Yeah. That's but the storyline going into this big tournament on the PGA Tour, the week following the Masters, is Will Zalatoris for me. The guy is 24 years old. My fascination with him is that he's 6 foot two, 165 pounds.
Oh, there's no way he's about. There's no way he's 100. What's he's 28 waist, Tim.
But he drives the ball.
He's not 165 pounds. That guy's not a buck 50. There's no chance. How much you weigh?
155.
And what's he? Oh, you're coming up there. You're only 150 before. It's that weight room you've been doing.
Exactly. I'm in the weight room, bud.
Wow. You're getting buffed up for the wedding? Is that your deal?
Well, I'm getting a little strong. Yeah. Trying to become sexy.
Okay. So Zalatoris is how tall is he?
He's 6 foot two, 165 pounds, according to his PGA Tour profile. Pounds. And he drives the ball 307 yards, which ranks 22nd on the PGA Tour. Now, how does a player that weighs that little and is, you know, not the biggest guy in the world hit the ball that far? It's fascinating.
Well, by the way, is he even playing this week?
Yes, he is.
Wow. He's not on anybody's picks. You sure he's playing? Oh, yeah, he is. There's a couple of guys are picking him. How could they not be picking this guy? This guy looks so good. It's unbelievable. Well, it's called quickness. And if you're 6'2", you got a relatively big arc. So that's something that goes in your favor. Bigger arc creates more clubhead speed. But when you have quickness, you have quicker. I mean, Rory's a small guy and one of the longest hitters on the PGA Tour. And it doesn't look like they're particularly swinging fast. I mean, they're not making the Bryson DeChambeau jump out of your shoes as fast as you can back, as fast as you can down. But there's a lot of speed at the bottom, right, when they hit the ball. So this kid's an incredible talent. I'm right there with you. I loved watching him. He's got a good smile, got a good demeanor. He'll be a crowd favorite. And I think this was a big, the Masters was huge for him. I mean, huge.
Floodgates?
I think floodgates for him.
Wow, you're going floodgates.
Well, here's the only thing that I'm not sure on floodgates is he's not a very good putter.
107th on the PGA Tour.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, when you don't, and it's his first year, he's going to get better. He's going to get a better feel for the greens because he's going to have played these courses before. These are, first time on a lot of these courses. That goes against you. You got a few things going against you, but the one thing is you just don't, like, as a junior golfer, a high school golfer, a college golfer, you just don't, like, wake up one day and think, you know what? I think this would be this is a good way to do it. I'm going to lock my arm with the putter in my left arm, and then I'm going to barely touch my right hand in a kind of a sort of a claw grip. Actually, I'm just going to barely put two fingers just even touching the club, and that's how I'm going to putt because this is a great way to putt. It's kind of like, with the Jordan Spieth when he was looking at the hole. Or, and now Finau's looking at the hole and Garcia's putting with his eyes closed. These are all moves that are precipitated by a problem with the yips. And it's hard for me to look at somebody and say, this guy's going to be a dominant player. I mean, you can be okay. You can be good. You can win. I mean, it's happened. But alternate techniques like that, and this is a very alternate technique. When you have somebody doing that, it's not a good sign. So the question mark for him is not going to be his ball striking because he's already answered that question. It's going to be his putter. And that's it. And he's got that little bitty stroke, which, works okay on fast greens, I'm sure. But he putted okay. It wasn't terrible, but, there's too many three putts for me for sure. And that's the question mark. And not that he won't win, not that he won't, who knows, maybe he'll be a Hall of Fame golfer. He certainly looks like he's going to win plenty of tournaments on the PGA Tour, but And what he's done is incredible. But when we're talking about, you know, everybody's looking for the next Tiger or whatever. And, you know, you always look and I think, okay, what's this guy missing? Does he not have the mental? No, that kid's got the mental. Does he not have the ball striking? No, that kid's got the ball striking. Does he not have the distance? No, he's got the distance. Does he not have the work ethic? Well, he certainly appears to have the work ethic. To have gotten to where he's gotten with no status on the PGA Tour, that's incredible. Okay, what's he missing? Well, I mean, putter. So that's a question mark that you got with a couple guys. The other, you know, like Colin Morikawa, you got a couple question marks: distance, and you got putter. And with Zalatoris, the only question you got is you got putter. And that, you know, if you're building a perfect golfer out there, you know, that's where you're kind of missing things. So anyway, that's my analysis on that. If you want some analysis on your golf game, your golf swing, you can send a video in to golfschools@hankaney.com. And the great predictor, Steve Johnson, or one of my other great instructors will take a look at your video, send you back some instruction, absolutely free. You can send as many in as you want. The guys are happy to do it. Like helping people get your year off to a good start. If you want some free instructional videos, you can get those too at haneyuniversity.com. So you got two things you can do. Send a video in to golfschools@hankaney.com of your swing. Tell them what your big miss is, and the guys will send you some analysis back. Number two, you can get my instructional videos at haneyuniversity.com. You can subscribe for free, absolutely free. So go there and check it out. All right, we'll be right back. We'll start our head-to-head matchups and picks. Had a rough week last week, Tim. Rom came out of nowhere and knocked me out of that. So that was a Masters. I usually pick them good at the Masters. But man, some of these guys are just off the rails. Rory, geez. Oh my gosh. Anyway. All right. We'll be right back. All right, Tim, I went 1-3 last week. Rom, I had Justin Thomas over Rom. That was looking great. Then Justin Thomas, had to lay up on 13, pitched it in the creek, and boned one, in his words, which is a little Blado, to the back of the green, and ended up boned with a triple or something there, and that was all she wrote. And Rom came out of nowhere. So now, you know, now everybody can talk about Rom top, you know, he hasn't shot over par at Augusta in, I don't know, something like 15 rounds, 18 rounds, something like that. I heard everybody talking about that, which is great. And you know, and then everybody says he's going to win a Masters and he finished, you know, fourth or whatever. You know, that's what we call the back door.
Oh yeah.
You know, but it's still, there is a back door at houses. And at tournaments, and it's not, you know, if you can't come in the back door, if you can't come in the front door, come in the back door. But it's not the same. See, this getting off to a start in a tournament, especially a major championship, is an important thing. And that's where most of the pressure is for better players. I always notice this with the you know, players that I coached. The most pressure was at the start of major championships, the Thursday round, because that's the round that you can't win, but you can lose it that round. So I really like to see guys get off the starts, but I'm very high on Rom. But anyway, I did not have a good week pick, and although I was at a solid 2-2, just a 500 week going, and then Rom came out of nowhere. Anyway, I'm still at 61% for the year, 34, 22, and 2. So that's a good percentage. If anybody's betting with me, they're winning money. That's good.
Yeah. Category number one for the RBC is Dustin Johnson versus Colin Morikawa in this category called the endorsement. DJ's ranked number one in the world. His history in this event, 17th in 2020, 28th in 2019, and 16th in 2018. Morikawa's ranked fourth in the world. His history in the RBC, 64th in 2020. So Morikawa versus Dustin Johnson in the endorsement category.
All right. So Morikawa's number one approach shot to the green on the PGA Tour. These are little bitty greens. They are This is a more of a strategic golf course. He's a shorter hitter. DJ's a long hitter. And, you know, they're both solid tee to green. But, you know, really the driver gets taken out of play with Dustin Johnson on, you know, this golf course. But having said that, I'm going with my theory this week is the comeback, the bounce back. I'm going with a bounce back theory. You know, I hate to bet against the best players, and Dustin Johnson is the number one player in the world. This is a good matchup because, you know, the logic might say Morikawa, but I just, Dustin Johnson missed the cut. I'm sure it did not please him. He's a tough competitor, much more so, I think, than people realize. And he does not want to have two of those weeks in a row. I think he'll do something. I think that something will be enough to beat Morikawa. So I'm going with bounce back week, Dustin Johnson.
All right. Category number two, Webb Simpson versus Patrick Cantlay in the better than you think category. Webb Simpson's ranked ninth in the world golf rankings, his history in the RBC. He won it last year, 16th in 2019, 5th in 2018, and 11th in 2017. Cantlay's ranked 10th in the world golf rankings, his history in the RBC, 3rd in 2019, 7th in 2018, 3rd in 2017. So both of these guys have a great history here. Webb Simpson versus Patrick Cantlay.
All right. There's also a history of players having trouble backing up wins. Dustin Johnson did not do great as the defending champion at Augusta. And you could look to, you know, many, many other tournaments. It's pretty
horses
much
for courses.
Yeah, you can go horses for courses and you go with that. But I kind of like the horses for courses theory better when they're not coming off a win year. That's just me, because I think there's a little added deal with the expectations. And once again, I'm going on the fact that this is a bounce back. Cantlay was a huge, huge surprise. There's nothing at the Masters. There's nothing to say that he should do good at this this week because of how poorly he played at the Masters, other than the fact that he is a great player, and I really think he is. And you know, statistically, he's eighth strokes gained tee to green. And by the way, on horses for courses, he's played here three times. He's finished third, seventh, and third. I'm sticking with my theory for the week. It's called the bounce back theory. Guys that are great players that had a bad Masters do not want to back it up with a bad, Hilton Head Harbortown deal. So I'm going to say that he's going to come back. He's going to fix what ailed him last week, and he's going to be back on track. And that's why I'm going with Cantlay there. And if you need to get back on track and you got something that's ailing you, and I'm talking about your, how about that lead in?
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah. And if you got something that's ailing you, like on your body, and that would be like a joint or a muscle strain or whatever, shoulder, like I got going right now, Voodoo Pain Relief Cream will do the trick. Give it a try, get your free 2-week supply. And that's what I got. And so I got a bunch of free stuff for everybody. But this is a great product, and everybody that tries it loves it. So give it a try. VoodooPainRelief.com. All right, Tim. And next, what's next? You're a phenomenal at matching these up. Now, nothing, you know, I notice how when you do your Minnesota Tim guarantees, you throw in absolute just deadlock, cinch, couldn't lose, and you call it
true.
A guarantee.
No, what
you
do. True. You do last week I had Rory as really, a top 10.
Well, I know, but every time you've won, Yeah, every time you've won, it's been a kick over. Like, it's so easy, you couldn't lose.
That's not true. In the Players' Championship week.
And you never give me one of those.
I did, too. I gave you the Hunter Mahan category for the first 4 weeks of the PGA Tour season, and you told me to stop it, so I stopped it.
Oh, he's so bad. That's not even okay. Okay. Okay, what's your next one?
All right, this is an editor's note. I originally had Daniel Berger versus Paul Casey. I'm doing Daniel Berger versus Will Zalatoris because this kind of going against your theory. Berger missed the cut last week in the Masters. He's the 16th ranked player in the world. His history in the RBC, third in 2020, 33rd in 2019. Will Zalatoris is the 27th ranked player in the world. His last three appearances, 21st in the Players, 28th in the match play, and second in the Masters. His statistics on the PGA Tour, 25th off the tee, 5th approach shots to the green, 71st around the green, 107th in putting, and 4th tee to green are Will Zalatoris' statistics. So we got Will the Thrill versus Daniel Berger, the Burger King King.
Ah, I'm sticking on my theory that I'm going with.
Daniel Berger.
I'm going Daniel Berger. I'm sticking with it. I mean, I love Zalatoris' game. I've banked on this before and it hasn't happened, but this is a little, Masters hangover is a little bit of a tough thing to overcome. A lot of hype, the guy feels like he's definitely arrived, which he has. Maybe takes the foot off the gas a little bit. I don't know. But the big thing that is Zalatoris and Berger with putting, it's you're talking about two different categories here. Berger's 16th in putting. Zalatoris is not. Much slower greens, they won't be at the, Augusta speed. And I like the bounce back on Berger. He's been a solid, solid player. I love Zalatoris. And Steve was on him. I got to give Steve Johnson credit. He was on him. He's on Steve's team.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I noticed the new rankings on that.
You had a big week.
For the season totals for our pool, we have. I've been hovering around last, but third out of three. But I've been, pretty much positioned for a comeback, although Rory McIlroy is doing nothing for me. Ricky Fowler is just a total no-show. You say he'll be off the tour in a couple of years. And I got two guys that have just done nothing, zero. Rahm hasn't won, but I'm in first place.
Yeah, you had a big Masters week because major championship weeks, the points double.
So, yeah, that was a big one for me. But yeah. I'm gonna go Berger on that matchup.
All right, category four, Ian Poulter versus Tommy Fleetwood. This is the Mr. Ryder Cup category. Poulter's ranked 61st in the world golf rankings. His history in this event, 14th in 2020, 10th in 2019, 7th in 2018, and 11th in 2017. Fleetwood's 24th in the world. His history in this event, a 25th in 2019. So Fleetwood versus Poulter, Mr. Ryder Cup category number four.
All right, they both played about the same at the Masters, a 26th for Poulter, a 46th for Fleetwood, not much difference there. The match play, they're about the same. They both missed the cut at the tournament prior to that. So, there's nothing going with these guys. But here's what is going. The horses for courses. Poulter does play good at this place. And he's got this little, cut shot off the tee, and it works good at Hilton Head. He's there, 14th, 10th, 7th, 11th. He's the guy never has a bad finish. So you look at that and you say, okay, Poulter, he's a safe, bet if history repeats itself, which it doesn't necessarily have to, but if it did. You look and you say, well, Poulter's, going to be 15th. Okay, let's say he doesn't play as good. Let's say he's 20th. So then the bet in my mind comes down to, do I think Fleetwood will finish better than 20th? And then, I look at it and I say, well, he's only played there one time and he finished 25th. Poulter's played there a bunch. So I go with Ian Poulter right here on this one. And Fleetwood, he was another floodgate guy. Oh, and yeah. He's dropping. What's he ranked in the world now?
24th.
Okay. So, wasn't long ago, he was top 10, I think. He was 10th in the world, something like that. So he's going in the opposite direction. I'll go Ian Poulter. And okay. I feel good about these picks. I've got a theory on the comeback week. We'll test that theory out and see how it goes. And Ian Poulter on the horses for courses because they both did about the same at the Masters. So that's my theories I'm going with this week.
All right. I like it.
Yeah. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
And what do you got for a guarantee? Do you have a big guarantee this week?
Oh, a huge guarantee. Out on a limb guarantee.
Okay. Now you're 8-9 for the year. So I figured this, when you're 8-9 for the year, usually you throw in a fluff ball, one you can't lose, get you back up to 500. What is it like? The tournament will be 72 holes or what?
No.
What are you going to go here?
There? All right. This is a tough one. Webb Simpson and Patrick Cantlay will both top 10.
Oh, wow. That's a good guarantee.
Yeah.
Is there any logic to any of your guarantees?
Yes, there's a lot of logic to these guarantees. Okay. Patrick Cantlay tied for third in 2019, tied for seventh in 2018, tied for third in 2017. Webb Simpson won last year, okay. 16th in 2019, fifth in 2018, and 11th in 2017.
All right. I think that is going out on a limb. I'll give you that. And I think you're probably going to be 8-10. But that's okay. It's not bad. Not bad. All right. Good stuff, Tim. Appreciate you joining me. Follow us on Twitter at Hank Haney, at Tim Porochka. Tim's up in Minnesota. So, hopefully he's going to be okay over there at the Walmart. Where he works on the second job. And hopefully you're going to be getting some golf in this weekend. What do you think? Shadowbrook? Is it?
No, the fiance and I are doing a lot of chores this weekend.
Oh, wow. You got some honeydews already.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good stuff. Hit the follow button. Remember that on the iHeartRadio app so you follow our podcast all the time. And we will be back tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. So where everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you then. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.